The lake and hills after the rainstorm. This small lake was of most value as a neighbor in the intervals of a gentle rainstorm in August, when, both air and water being perfectly still, but the sky overcast mid-afternoon, had all the serenity of evening, and the wood thrush sang around, and was heard from shore to shore. A lake like this is never smoother than at such a time, and the clear portion of the air above it, being shallow and darkened by clouds, the water, full of light and reflections, becomes a lower heaven itself, so much the more important. From a hilltop nearby, where the wood had been recently cut off, there was a pleasing vista southward across the pond, through a wide indentation in the hills, which formed the shore there, where their opposite sides, sloping toward each other, suggested a stream flowing out, in that direction, through a wooded valley. But stream there was none. That way I looked between and over the near green hills, to some distant and higher ones in the horizon, tinged with blue.